And now it's time for Scotland Hometown Happenings as we talk to Peggy, our roving reporter from the Scotland Journal, heard every Friday afternoon at 4:20. This weekly show is made possible in part by Dakota Plains Egg, Flowers and More, the Scotland School District, Farmers and Merchant State Bank, and the Rec Bar. Checking with Peggy, see what's going on in Scotland here this next week. Peggy, what's going on?
Oh, we got all kinds of stuff going on.
That was a nice break there, Thanksgiving. Things were kind of slower, and then we're back at it.
Yep, and now it's like hit the road and run.
That's right. All the sports coming up here next week or so. You got, band concert tonight? What do we need to know about that?
We do. It's going to be entitled A Holiday Gallop, and it starts at 7:30 in the gym. All of the bands will be participating, so that includes 5th, 6th, and 7th, high school band, and the jazz band, and it promises to be a great night of music. So come on out and get some cheer.
There we go. Christmas concert tonight, 7:30. Also a busy weekend. What's going on this weekend?
Well, the wrestlers will be headed to Del Rapids. That starts at 10 o'clock. And then we have all of our chamber and all kinds of other good things happening tomorrow. So we have appreciation meal going on from 4 to 5:30. The Friends of Good Sam will be holding their bake sale starting at 3. All of this takes place in the City Hall. The Meadowlark Music Academy will be providing their recital, and that will be at 4:30. And then we will have our Parade of Lights, and that takes place at 6 p.m., along with the viewing of all of our Christmas trees all day long upstairs in the City Hall.
And checking out all tomorrow on Saturday. Going to be a busy Saturday in Scotland. It's Hometown Happenings here on Q107.3. Next week, Peggy, business as usual. Another full slate. We got some basketball. Season kicks off here just a couple days.
Yep, we do. So Monday will be city council meeting at 5, and then our girls basketball team will be headed to Emory to take on the Bridgewater Emory, and that will be at 6:15.
Here we go. And then coming up next week, some more Christmas concerts and more basketball to wrap up next week.
Yes. So Thursday will be the middle school and high school vocal concert. That'll end the concerts for this season, and that will be in the gym at 7:30, and you won't want to miss this because they're going to have some great performances.
Check that out. And the boys basketball team, they get going next week.
They do. They will be playing Friday night. They will be hosting Burke, and they will all start at 6:30.
Well, basketball games concerts coming up here next week for Scotland. And also, I'm sure we'll touch on this more next week, but what Harvest the Soup's coming up next weekend?
It certainly is. So next Saturday will be the Harvest the Soups, and then we will be doing a Santa activity in the morning on Saturday. So find out what's going on next week.
You really don't want it to be, what, more than maybe 40 degrees for soup weather. You can be eating soup when it's 65. It's like, what do you got? Chicken noodle soup and some chili and it's 60 degrees. Oh, that's not how it's supposed to work.
Harvest of Soups has every soup imaginable that you want to try. I mean, there's like 40 different kinds of soup.
My goodness. You'll fill up on the soups. Try your favorites. We'll see what that looks like here next week. We'll talk more about it. But, yeah, nice soup weather. I think that's what we got coming up here this weekend and probably for the rest of the month. That is what's going on in Scotland here this next week. Peggy, folks need to get a hold of you. They need to know what's going on in Scotland. How can they get in contact with you at the paper?
They can call, and our number is 583-4419. Our office is located at 630 First Street, or if they want, they can email me, and that is scottnews@gwtc.net.
Scotland Hometown Happenings, every Friday on Q107.3. Have a good weekend, Peggy, and we'll see you next week.
All right, sounds wonderful.
That was Peggy from the Scotland Journal, one of our proud sponsors of Scotland Hometown Happenings. This show is made possible in part by these community-minded sponsors: the Scotland Chamber of Commerce, Scotland Good Samaritan Center, Poet Research Center, and the Landman Jungman Memorial Hospital. To listen to this edition of Scotland's Hometown Happenings online, visit our website at q107radio.com and click on Hometown Happenings.